Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
No matter who we play next, we just want to win now after the last two disappointing games. You know, we, as I said to you a couple of minutes ago, we just wanted to finish the season high and we felt like we were doing that. But if we can win our last two games, then, you know, it'll be positive.
If ever the number of goals in a game wasn't the key stat, today isn't one of those days, with both West Ham and Everton, publicly at least, courting a place in European competition next season through the Fair Play League. It may be the number of cards each team received that we're looking more closely at. The Hammers lead Everton in that table, as well as in the Premier League, by 3 points and one place. So the Blues are going to have to play nice as well as well to climb above their hosts in both. They've got a sensational record against the Hammers, though, unbeaten in 16 in all competitions, at least if you count the FA Cup penalty defeat as a draw. With 10 wins as those in those, Everton will no doubt be favourites. Welcome along to Upton Park. I'm Toby Gillis, bringing you full 90-minute commentary on Radio City Sport. Alongside me is Graham Sharp. Let's run you through the two teams. West Ham have got Adrian in goal. The back four, Carl Jenkinson, James Collins, Winston Reid and Aaron Cresswell. The midfield three, Mark Noble, Alex Song and Sheku Kouyaté, with Stuart Downing right and Enner Valencia left behind Carlton Cole. One change for Everton from defeat against Sunderland last time out. Brendan Galloway is given a debut at left-back, with Leighton Baines' season over because of injury. That's the only change, so they have Tim Howard in goals. Seamus Coleman, John Stones, Phil Jagielka and Galloway at the back. Then James McCarthy and Gareth Barry, with Aaron Lennon, Ross Barkley and Leon Osman flitting around Romelu Lukaku up front. 5 goals in 5 games for him against West Ham in an Everton shirt. Sharpie alongside me, players out, beautiful sunshine, and we just want to see a good performance from Everton, I would have thought, first and foremost.
Yeah, of course, we've got to improve in the last two games, Toby, and up the tempo a little bit. Hopefully this is an open game and we can get Lukaku into the game more than we have done in the last two outings. Obviously Ross Barkley in there as well. Hopefully he's got the pace and the power to drive at that central defence of West Ham, because I think that's where they're at their weakest. If we can get after them, we have a chance to win the game. But we have to defend well. We have to defend well in wide areas. Baptism for young Brendan Galloway up against maybe Stuart Downing, an experienced campaigner, an England international. So Galloway will have his work out. One thing about Galloway is he's quick. He's very, very quick. Reads the game well. So that'll be an interesting battle this afternoon down that side with Galloway. Can he cope with the experience and the trickery of Stuart Downing?
If we're to believe that both these clubs want European competition, then are we going to be looking at a slightly cagey affair, or is it just out of your mind?
No, I think it's just out of your mind. I think you just go and play the game, try and win the game, and it's immaterial how many bookings you get. I don't think it'll stop the players going into tackles. I think the most important thing, it's not a Europa League place, it's 3 points today, it's the Premier League, and with every position there's more money at stake, so the most important thing is getting the 3 points.
Everton know that today a victory would put them above West Ham no matter what the score. The Hammers have a 2-goal better goal difference, but that will be worked out with any Everton victory. Just 3 points separate the two sides, and it would of course move Everton into the top half of the Premier League with victory today. It will be West Ham that get us underway, shooting from right to left in their claret and blue jerseys, of course. Everton in their famous blue jerseys, white shorts and white socks, and it's immediately played back into the left-back position where Aaron Cresswell will loop it forward and look for the header of Carlton Cole. It's going to drift out on this near side, the West Ham left, for Cresswell to take a throw-in on the left-hand side. The bubbles are just dispersing down in front of us, as always at Upton Park. It's a sea of bubbles, and they will sing "I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles" probably for the next, 10 minutes or so, at least until we see some action, as Everton clear the ball away from that throw-in, and James Collins is deepest for West Ham, picking it up and moving it to his right for Mark Noble, the skipper, who comes back to Adrian wearing the bright yellow goalkeeping jersey.
The game.
McCarthy finds Osman. Lovely ball around the corner for Barkley. Back to Osman. Osman goes for goal, and diving down to his left-hand side, Adrian pushes it wide for a corner. First shot in anger, and it goes Everton's way.
And it's come at the end of a fantastic piece of play. One-touch football. Lukaku heavily involved, feeds Osborne the edge of the box, gets in a toe pokes it from about 20 yards out, just arrowing towards that bottom corner. It's a good save from Adrian that was going in.
The corner will be taken in the absence of Leighton Baines by Ross Barkley. Some of the set pieces last week against Sunderland left a little bit to be desired. They've taken this one short to Aaron Lennon. Lennon trying to take on Valencia. He does deliver the ball into the box to Lukaku. It's going to come out towards Stones. And Stones, with a good opportunity, can scuff the ball into the ground and wide of Adrian's right-hand post.
Yeah, it's a fantastic chance. Short corner, two against one. Ball gets square to Lukaku. Miskicks it a little bit. Falls to John Stones. Under a little bit of pressure. Drives it into the ground and wide of the target.
Valencia coming back to Downing, over to the near side for Cresswell. Cresswell will try the delivery. It's taken a deflection. Tim Howard stumbled to try and grasp it at his near post and could only take it behind for a corner.
Yeah, it was a fumble from the goalkeeper. It was far too easy. Aaron Cresswell and acres of space down there found where the pass allowed to advance into the box. Tries a near post cross and gets a deflection. Tim Howard just fumbles at near post, gives away the corner.
And the corner will be taken by Mark Noble towards the centre of the six-yard box. Good header away by, I think that was Ross Barkley. And it's back in by Song out to the left-hand side for Noble. Noble, quick turn away from Jagielka. Left side of the box, delivers the ball in. Is there a handball? The fans think so. McCarthy just diverting it behind and no corner, no penalty, I should say,
well,
for West Ham.
James McCarthy was lucky there for me. You know, I think it was in the blind side of the referee, just having a look at it again. Cross comes in. No, hits his chest
first. Top of his chest, absolutely. Good decision by Kevin Friend. Incidentally, Friend has refereed Everton four times this season. They're yet to win any of them. As this corner comes in, Everton's still defending. It's a deep one towards Collins at the back post. Hacked away by Ross Barkley on the left edge of the six-yard box. And then it's going to go all the way through to the Spaniard Adrian on the way to our right-hand side. West Ham attacking, lovely ball over the top to Aaron Cresswell. Another claim of handball, this time against Seamus Coleman.
It was handball, it hit his arm, but I don't think it was intentional. I think it was driven at him from what, 5-10 yards away. He had no idea what was happening. Seamus Coleman did hit his hand, or hit his arm, sorry.
It's just going to be a corner.
I've seen them given.
Absolutely. So a third corner, though, in quick succession, when some of the West Ham fans think they could have had two penalties. It's taken out to Song. Song tries to drive it in, and it's wide of Tim Howard's right-hand post.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see that one again, Toby. As I said, it did hit his arm. You know, didn't think he knew a lot about it, but having seen it again in the replay, I've seen penalties given for that this afternoon.
Noble short to Downing. Downing is dangerous in this position on his left foot. The shot is deflected. It's going to come out to the near side and it'll find Cresswell for Song. Song across. Downing allows it through his legs to Noble. Noble tries the little ball into the box with Valencia in a pocket of space. Back it goes to Noble. His cross-come shot is just wide of Tim Howard's right-hand post.
Yeah, and James McCarthy's absolutely furious with Ross Barkley for something. It was far too easy for West Ham. They just picked their way through that Everton midfield. I think McCarthy's saying to Bartley, he's got to get closer and help him. Far too easy, still pointing McCarthy to Bartley.
Barry again forward to Barkley. Didn't quite get his head up and find the right pass, but they've won it back now. This is Lennon approaching the area into Romelu Lukaku. Fashions some space and piles it over the crossbar. Great chance, best one of the game, I think, for Everton.
Yeah, great chance for Lukaku. He's got to hit the target. Aaron Lennon does well, runs at the heart of the defence, just slips in there down the right-hand side, comes back onto his favoured left foot, just leaning back, blazes it over the top. He'll be disappointed, Lukaku.
Reid was given a six-year contract earlier on in the season, $100,000 a week, supposedly. It's an awful lot of money. He did
well
there.
The game's gone mad.
You're not a fan?
The game has gone mad.
West Ham needed to try and keep their skipper as Downing looks to get away from Barry. Downing goes for goal, punched away by Tim Howard. It was a nice height for the goalkeeper. It comes out as far as Kouyaté. Now right-hand side, here's Jenkinson. He tries the cross. It bounces back to him off of Osman. Song now into the area. Taken down by Valencia. I think his own man might have taken his eye off it then. And it allowed Tim Howard to come out and claim the high ball. Decent save, though, there by Tim Howard. But a fairly comfortable one off of Downing's strike.
Yeah, comfortable save. And it was too much space allowed to Downing in the middle of midfield here. Yeah, go on.
As Lukaku gets away from Song. Believe it or not, is out-muscled by Burt, but it's going to come back to Lukaku. Referee
or assistant, I should say, on this near side says there was a foul in there, and the free kick's going to go West Ham's way.
But that's Lukaku in the best. It doesn't look the most fluid, but once he gets running towards that goal, he's really, really difficult to shake off. He's strong and he's powerful. Referee, or the linesman deemed, sorry, was a handball used in the build-up. But just looking at West Ham as well, I'm seeing Stuart Downing's the one that's looked as if he's causing the most problems.
Downing tries to get away from Galloway. Galloway kicks it off the assistant on the far side, trying to keep it in.
Trying to wake him up.
Absolutely. Yeah. Trying to wake us all up. It's going to be a throw-in that West Ham won't have time to take because the half-time whistle of Kevin Friend is blown. And, well, there's not an awful lot to talk about, is there? Lukaku, I guess, has had the best chance for Everton on the half hour. And that's about all they've really fashioned. And one chance for West Ham as well. Stuart Downing in space and a pretty comfortable save for Tim Howard.
Yeah, it's been a disappointing half. I don't think Everton have played bad. I think Everton have played quite well up until the final third. And I think the final pass, the final decision has been wrong. You know, there have been an opportunities where from midfield up until probably the final third, it's been quick, it's been incisive. Leon Osman's been at the heart of everything. But just that final pass, that final thought before you make the pass, and the final movement hasn't been good enough. And West Ham, the goalkeeper, did one save to make from a toe poke from Leon Osman. And for all the possession that we've had, we need to be doing more in that final third. That, Toby, has been, you could have just put me on record. You know, that has been the story all season long. Decent enough, we play some nice, attractive looking football, but the final third has once again let us down big time. You know, wrong decisions, and Aaron Lennon had an opportunity, couldn't pick out a man. There's a pass to play, under hit, over hit. So the final third is where the problems lie for me. Defensively, we've looked okay. Carlton Cole hasn't really posed a threat. Their main threat has came from Stuart Downing, who likes to get on the ball, come inside, put diagonal balls across, to, especially to Crespo on the left-hand side, who puts a delivery in. Defensively, we've been okay. Attacking-wise, we've been okay. The final product hasn't been there, which hasn't been there for a long time. But the manager will be happy with the performance. But if we improve in the final third, second half, we can get 3 points here without a shadow of a doubt.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're at the top of their game. Go to hampsonhughes.com.
Welcome back to Upton Park. We are just underway this very second in the second half. West Ham 0, Everton 0. I'm Toby Gillis, bringing you full 90-minute commentary with Graham Sharp on Radio City Sport. Everton haven't allowed West Ham a touch in this second half so far. It's Osman up on the edge of the box, trying to deliver the ball down the line for Brendan Galloway. Just a little overhit. Behind it goes for a goal kick.
Story of the first half, isn't it? In the first 30 seconds of the second half. Get a good position. But an overhead pass in the final third leads to nothing.
Certainly is. No changes for either of these two sides in the second half so far. So West Ham have Adrian in goal, the back four Jenkinson, Burke, Reid and Cresswell. Then it's Noble, Song and Kouyaté, with Downing and Valencia supporting Cole up front. Everton have Howard in goal, Coleman, Stones, Jagielka and Galloway, McCarthy and Barry. Then it's Lennon, Barkley, Osman and Lukaku, as Jagielka is just forced to do some defending down on the left back position, with Kouyaté tearing forward. Jagielka turns it out of play near side for a throw. Aaron Lennon gives it to McCarthy, just to the left of centre. Now he rolls it to his right to Barry. Barry forward up to Lukaku, lays it off to Barkley. Barkley on his left foot. No accuracy, high and wide. But it's a little bit better by Everton in and around the edge of the area.
Yeah, good football from Everton. See, the football's been good. It's just the end product. And again, nice little intricate passing in and around the box. Bob gets played back to Ross Barkley. Good to see Ross shooting. I think sometimes midfield players don't take enough chances, but Ross got it onto his left foot, his weaker foot. Unfortunately for Everton, he's blasted it over, but intricate football, good football, gets the opportunity.
Barkley for Everton into Lukaku, who's just stumbling backwards there, but he's forced it back to Barkley, and the referee has given a free kick. West Ham players and faithful not happy with that decision of Kevin Friend.
Well, just having a look at it again, he comes through the back of him, not really an awful lot in it.
He was always stumbling backwards a little bit, wasn't he, when it was coming to him. It was awkward, but free kick to Everton. It's a shade right of centre.
Yeah, Lukaku fancies this, I think. Bartley fancy, but Romelu Lukaku. I think Leighton Baines scored a free kick down here last year. I think very similar position. Baines obviously not on the pitch today, so it falls to Romelu Lukaku. Him and Bartley over the ball. Referee trying to get the ball back to 10 yards, but I think it's going to be Lukaku who's going to strike this.
Give you an idea of where it is. The wall is just about level with the penalty spot. So it's got a little bit of room to get up and down. There is a 4-man West Ham wall with, I think it's Leon Osborne, just perched on the end for Everton. Here comes Lukaku! Oh, it's just wide. For a moment, the West Ham fans thought that they were behind. So did some of the Everton supporters. I think it just hit the stanchion, which made the net ripple. And that is not a long way away by Romelu Lukaku from opening the scoring at Upton Park.
Yeah, up and over the wall, safe-footed, but you're right, it's wide of the post, it hits the stanchion at the back. The manager, Martinez, thinks it's gone in.
Oh, Osman has slipped there. It's allowed Valencia in, into Cole. Valencia just halted his run for some reason, ran into Stones, and it's allowed Everton to get bodies back. Now here's Downing, getting away from McCarthy, delivering the ball into the back post. Nobody really challenging Barry, but he took no risks and heads it behind for a corner.
Yeah, this looks like West Ham's best option from a set piece, especially from corners. They've gone to sleep here.
They're taking it short to Cresswell. Can he deliver the ball in? Instead to Noble again. Noble onto his right foot. Here's the delivery towards Burke, headed away by Jagielka. As far as Song, heavy touch by Song. Lennon got in just to hold him up. Reed will pick it up for West Ham, finding a gap to find Song. Burke's trying to get into the box, so is Valencia. Good last-ditch defending that by John Stones, sliding it away for a throw.
That's a great tackle from John Stones. Had to be spot-on with that. Downing, building.
Downing takes the throw to Jenkinson, gets it back. Here comes the England winger, trying to get away from Galloway. Turns it back to Song, into Downing again, who's got in behind Galloway and rolls home for West Ham. Well, the pressure's been building the last couple of minutes. And Everton are behind at Upton Park. The ball was threaded through to Stuart Downing, and it was a lovely little finish past the despairing dive down to his right of Tim Howard. West Ham 1, Everton 0.
Yeah, I told you that was a threat. Stuart Downing likes to come in that foot, in that left boot, and he just guided that. Cool finish from Stuart Downing, but poor defender from Everton's part. Struggled to get the ball clear on the left-hand side. The ball eventually finds itself in. I think Sean Galloway maybe goes to sleep. Yeah, Galloway goes to sleep. Downing, with experience, comes in, continues his run. He gets away from the youngster and he bends it past Jagielka and Tim Howard.
Well, it's frustrating watching Everton, isn't it?
Need to make a change just to quicken things up.
Maybe Lukaku can do something, but he's right down by the corner flag. He's going to try and deliver the cross in. That's a decent cross.
Goal!
Oh, super equaliser by Everton.
Leon Osman.
What a fantastic strike by Leon Osman. The cross came in from Lukaku. Osman took it once and then falling backwards, managed to scissor kick it past Adrian, diving to his left-hand side, beaten at his near post, but there was nothing he could do from the little man's finish. West Ham 1, Everton 1.
Well, fully deserved from Leon Osman. He's been the pick of Everton's. Evans team, we've been open, the most creative, a little bit of intelligence, a little bit of guile in there, first half especially. Second half he's tried, we haven't really been in the game, but all credit to him there again. Gets himself in the box, great first touch, and it's a great finish, swivels on it, and great finish from Leon Osman. The goalkeeper gets a hand to it but can't keep it out. Good play from Lukaku down the right hand side, but Leon Osman fully deserves that goal. The game's opened
and
up.
He's created a goal. Nicely done too. And Everton are on the attack again. Here's Lennon for Coleman. Coleman's ball into Barkley. Massive chance for Ross Barkley. And he got it nowhere near the target.
Absolute sitter. Again, great play down the right-hand side from Coleman and Lennon. Coleman puts it into position. First touch is good. Ross Barkley tries to take it on the half volley.
So we've 15 minutes of the game left for a winner. West Ham 1, Everton 1. It's the Blues on the attack. Here's Coleman approaching the edge of the box into Lennon, right-hand side, tries to turn it back to McCarthy. He's made something of it, you know, and his crossing to cross the six-yard box is cleared away by Jenkinson out to the far side and Downing.
Well, it's a case of who wants to win here. It's end-to-end stuff.
Downing, lovely diagonal to this near side for Nene. He's got two in the box to aim for. Onto his left foot, Nene.
Good work by Galloway again, tracking him all the way and rolling it into the path of Barry.
Look at how it stretched the game, it's incredible.
Barry tries the ball over, looking for Lukaku.
Go on,
going to reach Adrian, is it? Ooh, he just hesitated for a moment. Looked to me like Lukaku was going to make the challenge. And Barry's won it far too easily. Keepers off his line. Morales just needed to get his head up and have a go quickly. But Noble stepped in with the challenge and finds Song. Well, suddenly this Barclays Premier League game has come to light. It's a loyal servant that's earned Everton a point so far today. But his side are defending, because Enner Valencia gives it to Jenkinson, and his cross round Song, who heads it over the bar. And that was a chance for Alex Song to give West Ham the lead again.
Yeah, it was. It was a free header. He just got himself in between Gareth Barry and John Stones. I think they were struggling with the sun as well, so the Everton defenders. Song just couldn't get enough direction on his header.
Now Noble and Song. Song falls over with Morales in close attendance. Morales steals it, gives it to Lukaku, stabs it on one further towards Magidi. Now here's Lukaku. Romelu Lukaku to the right-hand side for Coleman. Poor ball. Coleman does just enough to win his team a corner, though.
Again, it's another chance, and it's a sloppy pass from Lukaku when we had a good break on. It was Alex Song who was robbed in possession. Thought we could make more of it. We get a corner from at the end. It's Kevin Morales through the corner. Everybody back for West Ham.
Outswinging delivery this will be. Here it comes from Morales towards Lukaku. It's headed towards goal, or at least it was flicked on. And an Everton player at the back post couldn't get the touch on, but it's picked up by Magidi near side the left. Magidi onto his left foot, drops his shoulder into Lukaku. Lukaku can't get it on target. Heads it down, but heads it wide.
And it's fantastic play from Magidi, wing play. Totally outwits the defender there. A little step over, drags it on his left foot, dinks a great ball into the back post. Lukaku gets himself up against the youngster, but it's a standing jump and he can't get his header on target. Good play from Magidi again. Downing with the corner to whip this in.
But coming forward for West Ham. Kouyaté's in there making a nuisance of himself as well. Here comes Nene's delivery. It's headed away again by Leon Osman in the box. Behind it goes for another corner. Here it comes from Nene once again. Left-footed delivery towards the back post this time. Barry gets his head to it. It's looped up. Howard's lost it in the air. Is it going to come down from this time? Jagielka hammers away. No foul on the goalkeeper there from Kevin Friend, but now Everton can get away.
Go on, Magidi,
Barry
go yourself.
To Magidi. Magidi's got two up with him. Finds Romelu Lukaku. He always scores against West Ham. Not this time. His shot took a little deflection. And Adrian, diving away to his right, turns it behind for a corner.
Yeah, it's a great break from Everton. Magidi does well. I thought he was going to go on his own. He puts it to Lukaku. It's just a little bit behind him. Gets it on his left foot. Slight deflection. Good save from the goalkeeper. Low down to his right-hand side. Good break from Everton. Again, Magidi involved.
Here comes the right-footed in-swinging delivery, flicked on. Is it going to find Lukaku? I think it hit him rather than him knowing much more about it than that, and it's gone behind for it's gone a corner.
Yeah, it's a flick on at the near post from Phil Jagielka. I didn't see who got the last touch. West Ham complaining.
Lukaku certainly said that it wasn't his last touch. I don't know how much he knew about it coming anywhere near him, to be honest, but it is another corner for Everton.
Referee Kevin Friend having a word with some of the West Ham defenders. Don't know if there's some pulling in there.
It'll be another outswinger from Morales, far side, the Everton right. Down in front of the Trevor Brookings stand. Ball deflects away towards Song, near side. He's going to hammer that one away. Good cover again there. Oh, that was excellent play by Galloway. Good strength against Valencia.
Go on, son.
And now Galloway will go down the left. Can he deliver the cross in? He can. It's awkward. It's come out to Magidi. Lukaku's there. And it deflects off of Reed and goes behind for a corner.
Great play from the young boy Galloway. Great play, great interception. Put the ball in the box. Fell to Magidi. Magidi just tried to stroke it into the far post. Got deflected. Fell to Lukaku. Behind for a corner.
And he's really struggling to get back, is Galloway there, but he's worked this attacking situation for Everton. Ball in, headed towards goal by Lukaku. It goes wide. Coleman has it right-hand side for Everton. Over the halfway line. Past Nene. Into Osman. Osman up to Morales. There still could be a winner in this. Right hand side, can Magidi get the cross in? He can. It's towards Lukaku!
Oh,
he scores against West Ham! 6-6 for Romelu Lukaku against the Hammers for Everton, and he's won the 3 points that put them back into the top half of the Premier League. West Ham 1, come from behind, Everton 2.
And then, as I said, McGinn, all credit to McGinn again. He's been bright since he's come on, and he's dug a cross out from the right-hand side, just looped it into the box, and it's the simplest of headers from Lukaku. Out-muscles the defender inside the six-yard box. The goalkeeper, no chance, but credit to McGinn once more. One against one, just gets a yard of space, just knocks it in. A little bit of hesitation in the West Ham defence, but give McGinn credit. Great ball in there. And Lukaku does what strikers do, gets on the end of it. 2-1, surely game over.
20 goals this season for Romelu Lukaku in all competitions. Now everybody's gone forward for a West Ham free kick. Noble's delivery. Reed flicks on. Round the corner by Burke, it's hit Coleman. Jagielka fighting for it.
Piotr's
going to keep it in. He's surely offside there. How that's not been given, I've no idea. There were claims for a handball from a clearance. It's nothing given at all. Ball back in by
Hill
West Ham,
that's
headed
it.
Away by well Barry. Full-time whistle goes. Romelu Lukaku punches the air. He simply loves playing West Ham. As we see some sort of fracas away to the right-hand side in the area. Tim Howard involved, I think Kouyaté too. I think perhaps West Ham think they should have had a penalty late on. It shouldn't have been anywhere close to being given because Kouyaté was offside in the move that built up to it.
Yeah, I don't know what he's complaining about there, but listen, let them argue about it. At the end of the day, it was an important 3 points from Everton. I think it was a deserved 3 points. I think they were a better side on the day. Lukaku, frustrating afternoon for him, but he's come up trumps with the goal, as he always does against West Ham.
And an assist.
An assist from McGinn, who I thought did really well when he came on. Did really, really well. The best he's played for a long, long time. All credit also to young Galloway, who I thought was outstanding. Was shaky for the goal, but kicked on from there, and he's getting the congratulations from his older teammates here, which is nice to see. But all in all, Toby, I think they deserved it. You know, I thought it was better, it was more inventive. Just again, some tweaks needed in the final third for me, but they get a win, 3 points. 3,000 Evertonians down again, fantastic. As we see a flag unfurled there, Big Sam out on the West Ham thing. But from Everton's point of view, I thought thoroughly deserved, and my motor range man the match today is an interesting one, really, really interesting. I think Galloway did well, so Jagielka and Stones were outstanding, Coleman good, but my motor range man the match has to go to Leon Osmond. Got us back in level territory, Kleiser. I thought all the way through the game he was very, very inventive, very, very clever, and we go up the road now back up to Merseyside with 3 points in the bag.
It'll be interesting to see what happens in terms of Sam Allardyce now, because, you know, presumably there'll be a parade of the players at the end of the season, and Sam Allardyce, well, what sort of reactions are you going to get? There's no fans here.
Well, I was going to say, you usually have to stay in to clap the fans, clap the players, but the players have disappeared, and so have the fans.
They certainly have, but not the Everton fans. They are celebrating with the Everton players, who have thoroughly enjoyed their afternoon. A super victory. Leon Elsman absolutely punching the air in delight. Talk about Scousers that spend their entire career at a Merseyside club. Osman's done that, and he's helped to earn them the big 3 points today. Top half finish now, presumably, Sharpie, for Everton.
Well, hopefully. As I say, it's important. We've got another game next week against Tottenham. If we can get 3 points here, you just have to wait and see where it takes us. But I think a top 10 finish, whilst it would be disappointing, I think, you know, after the season we've had, we've taken. Post-match.
There are many aspects of the performance that they were really pleasing, and the satisfaction is huge, as you can imagine. To come here and get a 3 points or a result that we wanted. We faced West Ham four times now, and we are unbeaten on those four. And today we got the reward of a very complete performance. We were very strong, we defended with a real concentration. I thought we created the better chances before West Ham took the lead. And then the reaction on going one goal behind was really special. The subs making real impacts, Kevin Miralles, Eddie McGeady. And it was a real effort from everyone in the squad. When you're looking at the position in the table now, to be in a top 10 position after the difficulties that we had this campaign, it shows you the character that we got in the dressing room and how well they work since we were out in Europe.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, supporting you through your personal injury claim. Text 600 60.